Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
So this week's Parshas V'yetze, and we learn the story of Yaakov Avinu and Lavan, somewhat of a complicated relationship, and Yaakov Avinu is Noisish Teyachi, or Yisrochel Valeo, and after he got a wonderful Rebbetzin, which he didn't really plan to marry, but it was Min HaShemayim, this is the way it needed to be. To bring Yud Beis Shvotim LeBeis Yisrael, and then he wants to marry Rochel, and Lavan says, take your time, wait a bit, Mala Shavua Zois, another 7 years, Rashi says, Mala Shavua Zois, Shivas Yemei HaMishto. Today we will be discussing the concept of Sheva Brochas, and it's not sure at all that there is such a thing as Sheva Brochas. Could I have a Rambam Noshim? So bring a Rambam Noshim. The smallest one that we have here. Okay, we have a Rambam Noshim. So, we will be discussing a question that I was asked a week ago regarding the war, because we still are in the middle of this terrible war. Hashem Yerachem, Hashem Ishmalchamo, and war should be over Bekoroiv, with no more bloodshed. Shem Yerachem Alamoy. So, Chosin, strange thing which we find only in the Israeli army. It's a crazy army, we're crazy people. So, soldier comes home for 2 days, he marries a wife, and he goes back to the battlefield. I have a Choshev, a Talmud in America, a great Talmud, Chochem, Rebbe Daniel Feldman. He wrote Choshev Esforim, and he was interviewed by the Wall Street Journal. I hope nobody sitting here knows about the Wall Street Journal. It's not something you need to know about, but it's a very important newspaper in America. And they interviewed him, trying to understand this strange phenomena that a soldier comes home, he gets married, and he goes back to war. And they said, no other army in the world, this seems to be insane. Why would a girl want to marry a man that's going into war? And he might get killed. And why would he want to marry a woman if he's going into war? So he explained, these are Jews. They're the people of faith, and they believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're always optimistic. And in all circumstances, we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us, and we'll come safely home. So I told them an amazing story, and I want you to hear this story because very few people in the world know about the story besides me. So many times I tell you about my great Rebbe, the Kloisenberger Rebbe, who was a giant in every way, in Torah. His tefillahs were phenomenal, his chesed and his caring for Klal Yisrael. And in the Holocaust, he lost his wife and all of his 11 children. A wife and 11 children, and he was left alone in the world. His oldest son was Bovas Einoi, the apple of his eye. He was the Ilui, his name was Lipa. And everybody was certain that he's going to be a Godel Yisrael. And he survived the war, and he died 2 weeks after the war was over from typhoid, from a terrible illness. And so I heard this story from Reb Herschel Meislish. He was a Godel B'Yisrael, the Dayan of Weizen before the Holocaust. After the war, he was a Rav in Chicago. He had a Chassidus Shekel in Chicago. He was a Satmar Chosid. And he was a tremendous Talmud
Chochem.
And after the Holocaust, he wrote a Sefer, 2 volumes, named Mekadshei Hashem. It is a compilation of tshuvos written by Rabbonim that were killed in the Holocaust. And he wanted to leave a Shem v'she'eres, a Yad v'Shem in their memory. So he brought together a lot of tshuvos written by those relatively young Rabbonim. And the name of the Sefer is Mekadshei Hashem. And as a Bocher, I developed a close relationship. That's a different story. In Maaseh Shehoyu, he came to Eretz Yisrael and he stayed in my parents' house. And we had a lot of shmusim. And he told me an amazing story. His daughter was engaged in a shidduch with Lipa, with the Kloisenberger Rebbe's son. And they wanted to make it noyim. They finished the shidduch. And then the Nazis invaded Hungary, and everything was turmoil, buko umvoloko, and nobody knew what to expect. And the crazy Magalabi said, this is not a time to make a simcha. You know, everybody is worried and devastated. Let's wait ad yavor zam. You know, maybe it'll take a few weeks. Nobody knew how much time and how much blood would be spilled ad yavor zam. So they put off the tanoim. And after the war was over, the Parashat Ha'Maizlash heard that the Kloisim Magrebi survived and he's in Federwald. So we drove down to Federwald to see the Kloisim Magrebi. And he told me, he arrived at his apartment, knocked at the door, he was let in, and he told the boy, the bucha, sitting in the first room, tell the Rebbe that I'm here. And the boy comes out of the Rebbe's room and he says, wait. He said, I was terribly offended. Wait? You know, Baruch Hashem, after this terrible war, I thought he's going to come storming out of the room and give me a big hug. And then he sees the bucha comes in with a negel vasa, you know, what's a natla in English? To wash your hands. And the door opens, and the Rebbe washes his hands, and he says, "B'shem Amalchus Brocha Mechayim Meisim." So I understood why he had it to wait, because he didn't want to see him before he can say the Brocha. And the Rebbe asks him, "Did your daughter survive?" And he said, "Yes." And then the Rebbe broke down crying, and he said, "My Lipa died a few weeks ago, and maybe it was a mistake not to do the Tanoim. Maybe if we would at least sign the Tanoim, the combined schus of these two young tzaddikim would be, well, maybe my lipa would survive as well in her schus." So he says, a soldier comes home from the front and he marries the combined schus of two young people that want to build a bayis nem and be a soil. So it's a zgula. It's a zgula and it's ma'ore rachamei shamayim. So anyway. So the soldier gets married, back to the battlefield, and his friends really want to make him happy. Could they say Sheva Brochas with a chosen, without a kala? So obviously, if there is no kala, you can't say Sheva Brochas. There is a kala, but she's 100 miles away. She's sitting safely at home. Could they say Sheva Brochas when there is no kala around, only a chosen? So this is an unusual question. In normal circumstances, why won't there be a kala? So I say, strange times bring strange questions. I hope we could give a normal tshuva to a strange question. So this is the topic we will be discussing today. So everybody knows about Sheva Brochas, right? Under the chuppah we say Sheva Brochas. And Shivas Yemei Hamishta. However, it's not a davar poshet that there is such a thing as Sheva Brochas. So I want to read the Rambam to you. Perek Yud, Hilchos Ishus Halacha Gimel. V'tzorech levorech birchas chasanim bebeis achosen koidem hanesuyin. V'hein sheish brochas v'eilu hein. Rambam talks about sheish brochas v'eilu hein. And he gives us the exact nusach of all the shesh brochas. Are they 6 or 7? Then the Rambam writes in Halacha Daled, ve'im hoyo shom yayin, if they had wine, mevi'in koy shel yayin, mevorach al yayin tchelo, u'mesader eskunan alakos ve'nimtzo, mevorach sheva brochas. So originally the tekon is only shesh brochas. According to the Rambam, Birchas Boreh Pri HaGefen is not an integral part of Birchas Nesuin. Im ho yosham yayin, then says Boreh Pri HaGefen and he drinks wine. But it's not essential. So we live in the age of abundance. And in our times, it's no longer a situation, im ho yosham yayin. Yes, sham yayin. And that is why we call it Sheva Brochas. Because, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, if you need to marry off a child, you need $200,000. And if it happens to be a girl and not a boy, you need $500,000. So, if you need to spend $100,000, you could afford a bottle of grape juice for 20 shekel. So it's no longer a situation, im hoyushom yayin mevorach alakois. But actually, according to the Rambam, there is no such a thing as a chiyuv of sheva brochas. Berachas boyer pri gefen is not part of it. It's just a kois shel brocha, like any other mitzvah. By a bris milah we say a gefen, berachas hamazon we say a gefen, but it's not really ma'akev the bris, it's not ma'akev benching, you could bench without a kois. The same goes with berachas nisuin. So according to the Rambam, it's actually shesh brochas, but Rashi disagrees with the Rambam. We don't find it in Rashi and Ashas. But there's a Sefer HaParadeis. Does anybody know who wrote Sefer HaParadeis? HaParadeis HaGadol? So actually there are about three or four Sforim called Sefer HaParadeis. But the most important one is from Rashi. It wasn't written by Rashi, but rather the Talmidim of Rashi, and it's Piskei Halacha of Rashi. And in Sefer HaParadeis we find that once there was a chuppah, and there was no wine, and they only said shesh brachas, and they left the chuppah. And then they got wine. Rashi says you need to go back to the chuppah with the chos and a kala and say berachas boyer pri hagafen, because you're missing one of the sheva brachas. So according to Rashi, it's actually sheva brachas. According to the Rambam, it's shesh. So do we need a kala or not? And today we'll start the shiur with the very last source on our sheet, which is number 14, Tevuas Shor. Who wrote the Tevuas Shor? Was he a Rishon or an Achron? Who wrote the Tevuas Shor? It's one of the most important Sforim in Issa V'Heter, on Yored Beya. And he discusses Berkas Hashchito. And he writes something very surprising. Ataz perish divrei arosh vahatur da'afilu eino yishoichit mevorech umoitzi hu ilim didoma neberches eresen shachosen ma'ares v'harav mevorech. What happens if the shoichit is dumb? And when I say dumb, I don't mean that he's not smart, but he can't talk. So another person can say Berachas Hashchita, and he's Moitzi him. Like Berachas Edison, the Mesad, the condition says the Berucha, and the Chosen is Yoitza. Tevuas Shor says, it's no comparison at all. Tamili, the Loidomi Klal, the Ota Be'inan, Sharav Yechaven Lahoitzi Esachosan, וחוסן יכוון לצאת, לא נתקנו מעיקורה דווקא על החוסן, כמו ברך השחיתה שנתקלו על השויכת, והמבורך צורך לכוון להוציאו, רק נתקלו על הנוידים לבייסו אירוסן. כדמשמע בפרק המדקסוביס, מבורכם ברכס חסנה בבייס חסנה בברכס אירוסן בבייס אירוסן. So the Tevuas Shor says, Berachas Chasanim, which are Sheva Brachas, and even Berachas Edison, Asher Kedishonu B'Mitzvos V'Tzivon Al Arayos, is not on the Chosam. It's on the Noyadim. It's on the Tzibur. And therefore, the Mesadic Kedishon doesn't need to have in mind to be Moitzi the Chosam. It's not the Chosam's Bracha at all. So you can't compare Berachas Hashchita, which is Berachas HaMitzvah, and it's on the Shoichet, to Berachas Edison. This is a gewaldig chiddush, but then he goes on and he writes, "Berachas chasanim paskinim be'even ha'ezer behedya demavorchan afilu kishein achosen etzlam shmamen edenit kol anoyadim." So the Tevuas Shor writes, you don't even need a chosen to say berachas nachosen. Not only you don't need a kala, you don't even need a chosen. So let's understand: you don't need a chosen, you don't need a kala. So what do you need? So if you know there's a chosen somewhere in the world, you could say Berachas Chasanim doesn't make sense. So what's the story in Eben Ezer? Sometimes when you come to a Rebbe Shechasana, and there are 5,000 Chasidim, and there's not enough space in one hall, so they rent five halls. And the chosen can't sit in five halls at the same time. They all say Berachas Chasadim because after all it's a chasana. And it's lechvoid, chosan, v'kala. So even though the chosan and kala are not present when you bench, but this is simchas chosan v'kala. And that's why you say sheva brochas. So the Tuasha just wants to prove if it would be the chosan's brocha, and he's not there, can't say the brocha. So this proves it is on the mesamchim. It is on the tzibur. But the big chiddush is, he says the same on Berachas Eirusin. Berachas Eirusin is Hashem Kedishonu b'mitzvoyso v'tzivanu. The Rambam writes it's the Berachas HaMitzvah. But regarding Berachas Chasanim, he might be right. Because Berachas Chasanim is Shachal Borah L'Chvoida, Yoytzer HaOdam, Asher Borah Sosam v'Simcho. And these brochas are not necessarily upon the chosin, but upon the tzibur. So would it be enough to have the chosin without the kala? Maybe. We go back to the very first source. Yam shel Shloimo, in Ksubis, afilu kishayinu isin shum su'ud ala kala, kigon betoch shivis yamei amishte, shoisim akruyim sod ala chosin lechud, afilu ochem evorchen asher boro. Is it only asher boro? Or all the brochas. In the beginning he writes Asher Boroh, but the Hemshech talks about all the Sheva brochas. So according to the Yam Shel Shloimo, it's all about the Chosin. And even if the Kal is not present, still say Sheva brochas. Seems to be a machloikis between the Ritva and the Ran. Let's have a look at source number two. V'havi yodea she'ein mevorchen bechas chasanam ele b'mukam chupa. V'shiyihiyu sham ha-choson v'ha-kala. So the Ritva clearly writes, shiyihiyu sham ha-choson v'ha-kala. You need them both. What does he mean by mokum chupa? He explains, mokum chupa doesn't mean necessarily under the chupa, because no choson ha-kala stands 7 days, shivas yamei ha-mishta, under the chupa. Shulchan Aruch paskins according to this shita. Let's have a look at source number 4. Yes, oimrim shemachosen yoitze mechapose afila kalose yemei vaholchen lechol babais achar ein oimrim shom berchas chasanim. Hani milei kishedatun lachzer ache kach lechuposoi. Aval amholach legamre lebayis achar vacholach avur imoi nasa oise bayis ikar. Gam sham nikro chupa umavorchen berchas chasanim. So the Shulchan Aruch explains this opinion. If the chosan and kala are invited to a meal by a family member or in a hall, there is no sheva brochas. And that is the minhag of Sfardim. Only in the chosan's home where he lives with the kala you say sheva brochas. Some say parents' home as well. But if the chosan and kala are invited to somebody's house, you don't say sheva brochas. Source number 5 is Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel and the Taz say, wherever the chosan and kala eat in Shivas Yemei HaMishta, you say sheva brochas. And that is Minig Ashkenaz. Ashkenazim hold, whoever invites the chosan and kala Shivas Yemei HaMishta, you have a Purim Chadoshis, you say sheva brochas. According to the Svardim, only in the home of the chosan and the kala. So let's go back to the Ritva. Havi yadei she'ein mevorchen berchas chasan ele b'mokam chupa. That is what he means, mokam chupa. V'yusha mechosam v'kala. Source number 3, the Ran. V'chein noyegem hayom levorech berchas chasan b'kol achad mebatei hachatuna. Kol zman shachosan o hakala. Hem sham. The Ran writes, achosan o hakala. Either chosan. Or the kala. And I think this machlokes is dependent on the other machlokes. If you need mukim chupa, beis chasnus, that is defined by the chosan and the kala. That is what we call their home. But if you could say the sheva brochas anywhere, then maybe it's enough to have the chosan or the kala. Mitzvah l'sameach es hakala, mitzvah l'sameach es hachosan. So it's a machloekes v'shainim. But I argue, Ashkenazim that say the brachas anywhere, then that's the Ram, Chosen or Akala. And when the Ritva writes Chosen Vekala, it is just because he says you need Mokum Chopa, or the home of the Chosen and the Kala. And that is defined by husband and wife, by Chosen and Kala. So Lechoir Ashkenazim could rely on the Ram, one of them. So we have three interesting tshuvas on our sheet. Three meshivim, one shayel. So, if you notice, all the tshuvas are written to the same person. Source number 8. Shalom liyadidi arav acharef berl chamadish. Source number 9. Rabbi Yosef Shonatanzon. Atikan mashe katafti al dibra zacharef doiv berl chamadish. Source number 12. Lechvoid yadidi arav amuflik dov berl chamadish. So obviously he turned with this shaila to the Gedolim in Galicia. So the story was, may the Sheva Bruchas Chosen Kala were present. Obviously there were too many drushes. The Chosen Kala got bored and they left in the middle of the Suda. They went home. And when it comes to benching, people look around. No Chosen, no Kala. What do we do now? Could we say Sheva Bruchas or not? So primarily the question wasn't Chosen without a Kala, Kala without a Chosen, but they were here at the Suda, but they left before benching. And that is a different Shaila. So these three tshuvas differ one from another. Let's have a look. Number 1, Kinas Sofer, Reb Shlomo Kluger. So the Shoyo, whoever he was, I know nothing about him, Reb Dov Berl Chamaydish wanted to argue that Simchas Chosen is only when the Chosen sees the Kala. And therefore, if the Chosen and the Kala both aren't here, you can't say Sheva Brochas. Ma shekatavta shematzosa aflo, ein loy simcha rak kesheroya oiso, achar amechile mechvoide dovaze magia lei gichuch. He says, what you say is ridiculous. Deim kein, im yesh arbe mesubin bebayis, ve'ein achosin roya zakala lo yevarochu bechus nesuin lidei azu. I mean, usually the Chosen doesn't see the Kala by Sheva Brochas. Sometimes he does because, you know, the minig is to call the Kala to make sure that she hears the Sheva Brochas. And if he doesn't need to see her, Mali yame ishe sham bebayis or bemukam achar. Ubekoch darit asvila de beginen da simchi yeh al shneim davka. Vaz mevarchim. So he says, we need the presence of the Chosen and the Kala. Shlomo Kluger was the Gadol HaDor. His contemporary was Rabbi Yosef Shonatanzan, and that's number 9. So, Rabbeinu Chamedish from Kalamaya wrote me a letter, Ma she'ire she'osu birchas chasanem b'shabes koidish, v'hoyu achosun v'kala sham, u'be'emtza se'udo, הלכה הקלה לבית האוסה ונשתו שם עד לילה. So according to what the Shoyel HaMeshev understood, the Chosen stayed there and only the Kala left. And that's different than the story in the other sources. And the Shoyel HaMeshev says, if the Chosen is there, that's enough, even if the Kala left. That coincides with the Yamshel Shleima. We turn the page. Chesed LaAvram. The Chesed LaAvram was a grandson of the Nesivis. Well, probably know something about the Nesivis. He was the Bar Plukt of the Ktzoy Sechoshin. And his grandson was the Chesed LaAvram. Al dvar she'elose shehoyo mesubem besudes nesien shivis yameh mishta, וטרם שברכו בחסמוזן, הלכה הקלה לבי שכן שם. Once again, Chosen stayed there, the Kala left, and his maskona is, you could say, Asha boro sosoin v'simcha. So different opinions regarding this shaila. However, many achronim, including number 10 and number 11, the Maram Shik and Rabbi Yehuda Aset say, if the Ritva says you need the chosen and the kala, then you need both the chosen and the kala. So my psak was, to those soldiers that want to make the chosen happy, they want to make a sheva bruches, they could say asher boro, but not the other bruches. Because the Mashal talks about asher boro, chesed levron paskins, you could say asher boro. And maybe even the Ritva, when he says you need the chosen and the kala, it is to say all seven bruches. According to the Gemara, you could say asher boro even before the wedding. And therefore, I think asher boro, I tell them you could say, but not the other bruches. So he's talked about this interesting phenomenon, which is a reflection of the godless of Klal Yisrael. And as I've been saying for the past 6 weeks, every Yid is precious. Every Yid has a Yiddish hearts, and there's a spark in every Jewish heart. We just need to know how to bring it out. And there's a tremendous chizuk in these days in the army and even not in the army. So I once heard a gewaldige word from my Rebbe, from the Kloisemberger Rebbe. Zecher tzadik v'kodesh lebrocha. Posuk in Tehillim says, Hashem yispor b'ksoy v'amim. Kodesh Baruch Hu will count what the goyim write. Why would he count what the goyim write? Why, what difference would it make? So the Kloisemberger Rebbe, I think that's the tradition of Gedoyle Hasidus. We're all familiar with the Rebbe Lemelech Melezhensh's tefillah. And we all need to thank Avraham Fried, because if not for him, nobody would know this line. Adarabe, tein bilibeinu, shenire kol echod malo is chavereinu velo chisronam. He has a big schus, you know, in his merit. Do you know any other line of the tefillah of Rebbe Lemelech Melezhensh? It's about 1,000 words. It's a long tefillah. We're supposed to say before davening. Nobody knows anything, any other line, but everybody knows this one. And it's a very important line. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us the ability to see the beauty of every other Jew. You're supposed to see your chesroinus and the other's beauty. Most people today see the shortcomings of every other person, but not their own. You know, so in some circles in the yeshiva world, the argument is, soldiers have no schusim, they only do bad. It's our Torah that sustains the world. And I ask, are you so sure that your Torah is as pure as it was 1,000 years ago? You seem to be so confident about your Torah. Do you really think so? Is it Torah she'em bo ta'am chet? Is it Torah l'shma? When a person learns Torah l'kanta noyach lo she'loi nivro, so you're so confident that my Torah keeps up the world. My Torah is amazing. But besides me, no one is worth anything. Yeah, tzorachim. Tzorachim godl. So the Kloisenberg Rebbe said, Hashem yisper b'ksoy v'amim. Sometimes the Sotan says, these are Jews, they're like the Goyim, they're Mechalal Shabbos, they don't keep Taras HaMishpocha, they don't eat kosher, they don't deserve your mercy, they don't deserve your rachamim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you say they're not Jews, what do the Goyim say? Let's check, what did the Nazis say when they killed Jews? Did they kill only the Frum Jews, or they said, they're all Jews, a Yid is a Yid? Shem Yisper B'Ksoy V'Amem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if they're Jews to them, then they're Jews to me. When the Hamas killed Jews, Simchas Torah, they didn't look for the Frum ones. They killed them all. And Agav, they killed Frum ones as well. Some very Choshev Rabbonim and Talmid HaChachamim were killed in Simchas Torah. They killed anyone. they killed anyone they saw. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hashem Yisrael Beksoi V'Amen, if they're Jews to them, then they're Jews to me. And Tenoikes Shenishba are Jews and they're Tzadikim. And the Zohar says that B'Shamayim there is a Heichal Miyuchad for Jews that were killed because they're Jews. And they go straight up to Gan Eden, and there's a Sif in Shulchan Aruch. This is important to know. Sif Mefurish in Shulchan Aruch, not only in Kabbalah. That a Jew that was killed by Goyim because he's Jewish, regardless of how he lived his life, we could bury him in Tzadikim Gemurim. There's a din Ein Koivrim Tzadik Eitzeroshu. But if that person was killed by the Goyim because he's Jewish, we bury him with Tzadikim. So, in a time like this, we all stand together and we all daven for each other and we all learn to it, as I've been telling you the past few weeks. So almost 60 years ago was the Six-Day War. And I was learning in yeshiva by the Kloizenberg Rebbe, short while after my bar mitzvah. And the Rebbe made mishmeros. 24 hours a day we should learn Torah. And he said, soldiers are fighting 24 hours a day. We need to learn 24 hours a day. In those days, there were no yeshivas with 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 talmidim. You know, we were a very small community. In our yeshiva, there were maybe 100 boys. Maybe. And if you take 100 yeshiva boys and you divide them in mishmeres 24 hours, not much is left in every mishmah. But he insisted, time of war, you need to learn 24 hours. And he did the same by Melchemes Yom HaKippurim in 73. And I'll never forget my younger brother, Agon Agodol Reb Chaim. Today he's the Rav of Beitar. Tremendous Talmud Chacham. He was still a young boy before his bar mitzvah, and his mishmar fell exactly when the Rebbe lit the Madura Lag BaOmer. That was Yud Ches Iyar. Six-Day War broke out Kof Vav Iyar, and we had mishmoris before. And his mishmar fell when the Rebbe did the Hadlaka. And he had such an assoyin. You know, by a young Hasidish boy, to see the Rebbe doing that, look, it is like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai himself comes down from the heavens to light the Madura L'Kvoid Atzmo. That's the way a Chassid feels when he sees his Rebbe lighting the Madura. But I remember my younger brother, he was a tzaddik even then. Ani al mishmarti amoido. He didn't leave his mishmar. A soldier can't leave his shmira and go just drink a coffee. He needs to be there. That's his duty. So if a soldier can't leave his mishmar, neither could you. This is the way B'nai Torah need to feel in a time like this. There are kids your age that are dying out there. And I say, Memes Atzmai Ba'ohala Shel Torah. It's what we should be doing. No inferiority complexes. We believe that Torah gives us the koyach. Hashem ishmal chamo. Oim desoya regleinu b'machomer b'shusha Yerushalayim. But you need to take it seriously. You need to feel like they feel. Because Memes Atzmai Ba'ohala Shel Torah, when he's finished killing himself, he comes back home to his family. Some of those boys will never come back home to their families. So at least we need to feel the achrayas to learn more, learn better, daven more, daven better. And in the schus of Torah and Tefillah and Chesed, Kodesh Boch Yerachem Aleinu, and we should only know days of Simcha and Nachas and Shalva and Sholoim. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu should bench us all. And in the schiz of the Oves HaKdoshim, we should be zoicha to a ge'ula shalema b'mheira v'yomeinu. Amen.
A whole world of content awaits you on Kol HaLashon, United Kingdom, 0208-191-7000. United States, 646-663-7920. Israel, 03-617-1095.